This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to focus now on what this week's election results mean for religious conservatives. Many had doubts about Mitt Romney's Mormon faith, but white evangelicals still turned out in force for the Republican presidential candidate. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Romney's defeat has forced them to reevaluate their role in politics.
Many religious conservatives thought this might be the year of an evangelical comeback, when voters would throw President Obama out because of his support of same-sex marriage and abortion, and his health plan's birth control mandate. Well, it didn't work out that way.
I think this was an evangelical disaster.
Albert Moeller is the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He says white evangelicals moved in lockstep. 79% voted for Mitt Romney, the same percentage as voted for George W. Bush. He says they boldly telegraphed their concerns about President Obama and...
Our message was rejected by millions of Americans who went to the polls and voted according to a contrary worldview.
Moeller says there's a danger that evangelicals won't see this larger lesson, that they'll say Barack Obama won because of his unique story and personality.
No, it was far more than that. Four states dealt with the issue of same-sex marriage, and after 31 to 33 straight victories, we've been handed a rather comprehensive set of defeats on the issue of the integrity of marriage.
That and the legalization of marijuana in some states are examples of what he calls a seismic moral shift in the culture. Others say 2012 revealed another shift.
The understanding that the evangelical vote is a king-making vote, I think, is now dead.
Sean Casey is a professor at Wesley Theological Seminary and a former Obama advisor. He says evangelicals pulled out all the stops to unseat the president.
Billy Graham and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association bought full-page ads in newspapers. That made no difference. Ralph Reed spent tens of millions of dollars getting out the vote in battleground states. That didn't make the difference. And you add all of that up, and it was not enough because of the changing demographics of our country.
The power of this group to shape elections is limited by its size.
Greg Smith is a senior researcher at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life.
They do turn out. You know, a quarter of the electorate describe themselves as white evangelicals. It's just that that's not enough to overcome the strong Democratic support of other religious groups.
Smith says President Obama won 95% of black Protestants, three-quarters of Hispanic Catholics, 7 out of 10 Jewish voters, and 70% of religiously unaffiliated voters, the fastest-growing segment of religion. Early on, there were signs that the power of religious conservatives might be waning, says political scientist Mark Rozelle at George Mason University. In the primaries, conservative religious leaders kept trying to crown various candidates, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, just to avoid the Mormon, Mitt Romney, as the party nominee.
But they ended up with Mitt Romney as the party nominee, showcasing that their power wasn't all that great, in part because they didn't have a unifying message nor a figure who could unite them.
Rozelle says in their political heyday in the 1980s and 1990s, evangelicals had the moral majority and the Christian coalition to mobilize them. They had Pat Robertson and James Dobson to inform and inspire them.
But today, there really is no single leader or group of leaders who are directing the religious conservative movement. And so it seems to many to be splintered or directionless.
Al Moeller at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says evangelicals now need to approach politics in a fundamentally different way. They need to bend a little on issues of lesser importance, for example, supporting candidates who have different ideas about the role of government, but who agree with them on marriage and life issues. And most important, Moeller says, evangelicals need to reach beyond their suburban walls.
If we do not become the movement of younger Americans and Hispanic Americans and any number of other Americans, then we will just become a retirement community. And that cannot serve the cause of Christ.
And as this election shows, minorities are the growth area of both politics and religion. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.